Well, Christian, as we look what's happening market-wise, you and I were just kind of talking about it. It just kind of seems a ho-hum kind of day for a Friday. We're kind of locked in this sense of weather in Argentina, and that seems, at least from what I'm reading and looking at, one of the major focuses of these grains today.
Yeah, it is the major forecast. And, I mean, one day they had actually some pretty decent rain, but rain overnight in Argentina was not very impressive. It should continue, though. They should get a little bit more here, but then after that, the relief will be short-lived. It'll be dry back again later this weekend and into next week. And the temperatures have been warm, so you're starting to see, you know, more forecasts and estimates come down for both corn and beans coming out of that country. Remember, Cordova is the number one producer of corn, growing 38% of the corn in Argentina. Buenos Aires has 31% and Santa Fe 14%. So far, that rain that they were getting was disappointing, and you're seeing, you know, another bounce in prices. And keep in mind, it also is the first day of the month. I think we saw some profit taking yesterday, but then beginning of the month, you're seeing the dollar down 25, and I think you're seeing some money come back into the commodities. We broke through a pretty important level, if you ask me, on March corn of 735. Close above that for the week, I think you could see a run into the 760, 765 area. Beans have been continuing to marching higher here. Your 1460 area was broken earlier, currently at around the 1482 area. And if weather stays as is, you're likely to get close to that $15 area.
It seems like beans are the ones that are pulling everybody else along, though, today.
They are, and they have the best demand, and they now have a weather issue as well. And we're still going to be a pretty good market here in the U.S. for the next 3-4 weeks until we really get Brazil harvest cranking up and, you know, everything gets to the port. It's really interesting, the export sales report yesterday is we still sold 14 million bushels of old crop, but we sold a pretty good chunk of new crop already. And keep in mind that price obviously is discounted, you know, the November bean price. And you know, China and other countries are going to be looking at that and look at getting, you know, priced in, get something priced and on the books already.